You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our puzzle guru, Greg Pliska, and our one-man house band, Jonathan Colton. And joining us on stage, our very important puzzler, actor, writer, director, Tony Award winner, John Cameron Mitchell.
I've never been introduced as a Tony winner
before.
I felt like Patti LuPone.
So you won this Tony recently for Hedwig and the Angry Inch on Broadway.
Yeah.
The revival.
Best job I've ever had.
And for any of our listeners who have not seen it, right. Can you give a quick summary of Hedwig and the Angry Inch? It's a tough thing to, summarize.
Yeah, well, you know, it's about an East German punk rock singer who, to get over the Berlin Wall in the 80s, used to be a boy, had to become a woman so he could marry an American GI and escape to freedom, and then a year later is divorced, watching the wall come down.
Hedwig, the character, is based on a babysitter of yours, is that right?
Yeah.
Or partially based?
It was in Junction City, Kansas, we had a woman named Helga who took care of my brother, and she kind of looked, you know, what Hedwig kind of looked like. And she had a lot of dates, and me and my friend Brenda would go over to her house and her trailer, actually, and she had a lot of dates. She wasn't that good looking either, and we thought, God, she's so popular. She has a different date every night, and she doesn't really know what they're going to look like when they come up the driveway. And we would, like, hang out with her, and she'd give us cigarettes and stuff, and We'd sing, you know, songs for her like Copacabana and songs that had stories. We'd act them out. And then when the date came up the driveway, we'd have to go out the back. But sometimes she'd look out the window and see the date come up the driveway, and she'd go out the back with us. So only later did my friend Brenda said, you know, I think she had another job, you know. And so she was sort of the beginning of Hedwig, and then We added the whole sex change and the rock and roll stuff later. You know, my dad was the military commander of Berlin in the 80s before the wall came down. And so I'd go to the East, you know, and it was go to the gay bars in the punk rock area. So it was like a lot of stuff came together to create it.
And then when did you start to feel like, wait a second, maybe there's more of a life to this piece?
We never really thought that.
No, you never thought that?
No, we never got ahead of ourselves. It was like whatever people were ready for, you know, there was, people said, oh, maybe we should do a movie. And we're like, oh, yeah, let's do that. And it was actually a flop originally, and people discovered it more through DVD. And the Broadway production is the first time I've ever had an actual hit in my life.
Yeah.
You know, we always were respected, but it was, you know, it's kind of amazing to be able to make a living. But, you know, it could, you know, offer something. I made a living, you know, on commercials and voices. I did the how do you do your Dunkaroos? And, you know, weirdly, I get that kind of response, you know, and I don't get that as much from my, you know, my work with Tony Kushner and other important people, but it's like, Dunkaroos! Yeah, you were on MacGyver? You know, it's like, yes, but my Tony Award-winning turn on... You're like, MacGyver? So it's funny, you know, what remains in the mind.
Okay, we're going to talk more all about this, and we're also going to subject you to your own Ask Me Another quiz later in the show. Okay. But right now, we're going to quiz somebody else about you. This is our grand idea. So let's welcome our contestant, Marissa Klages. Now, last time when you were on the show, what worked against you?
The buzzer.
The buzzer. Common problem.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this time you don't need a buzzer.
I know, I was really excited to hear that.
It's good. And this is a fun game because it's called Random Questions with John Cameron Mitchell. Okay? So we have asked Mr. Mitchell some random questions, and you just have to guess how he answered them. That's it.
That's probably harder than it sounds.
I think it's going to be great. And if you get enough questions right, you're going to win some autographed Hedvig swag.
That would be awesome.
Yes, it's some good stuff. I saw it, and I kind of took the best stuff. No, I left it out.
I'll share.
Yeah, thank you. You're sweet, Marissa. All right, here's the first question. We asked him, which means the most to John Cameron Mitchell? MacGyver, head of the class, or the equalizer?
Head of the class.
That's right.
Why head of the class?
Because I did two of them. I think I sang White Boys. or Black Boys. But they were delicious, whatever they were. And then I sang Grease Lightning for Grease.
Wow.
Yeah.
Marissa, sequels or prequels?
Oh, that's really hard. Prequels?
Sequels.
Bummer.
There's a Hedvig
prequels
sequel.
Prequels are desperate. Right? They're like, we've run out of sequels, we got to do a prequel. I mean, what's something that started with a prequel and not a sequel?
Air Bud 2 was a prequel.
Was that a prequel?
Maybe.
Well, puppies.
Puppies.
Yeah. Is there a Hedvig sequel? Is that correct?
I have been working on that with Steven. Yeah. Yeah. Would never be on Broadway now. Maybe in 15 years. It's all about death, but it's laughing all the way.
Okay, and finally, we asked John if he prefers John Cassavetes or Nick Cassavetes, as in The Notebook, Nick Cassavetes.
John.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to talk more about new Hollywood films with you in a little while. Okay. Marissa, congratulations.
Yay.
And yeah, we'll see our VIP, John Cameron Mitchell, later in the show.
All right, thank you.